This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Kinim Peg Beis Mishnah Aleph. Kein stuma sheporach mimena goizel lavir. You have a woman coming into the Beis HaMikdash until the point where one of the oifos is hukrav, either for a chatas or for an oila, it could be either, which means that the original kiddush of the two oifos was for a kan of a chatas and an oila, but it's not designated which one is a chatas, which one is an oila. So Mela, what happens? It's stuma, it's not designated yet. Sheporach mimena, one flew away. Who flew away? Goizel, or one of the birds. Lavir, it flew. Or sheporach lebein hamesois. This is one of the cases in Perek Aleph where a chatos that's mixed up with an oila, you're not going to be able to bring any of them for an oila because balechayim lo batli. So it flew into a pile of birds that already have a din mesois. So there's nothing you can do with it. Or shemesachemem, or one of them died. Vinishvi, any of these three type of cases, you're left with one bird, which is undesignated yet. So there's no din that it has to be only part of a kan stuma together with the other bird. It has to be a karbon, but which karbon? It could pair up now with another one. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Yikach zug l'sheni. We don't say that the kiddush of the chatas and oila is chal only on those two, and now it's left without a zug, so it's an aguna. No, yikach zug l'sheni. And the kiddush is chal on both of them. That's the easier case. Now the Mishnah goes weiter. Porach leben akrevois. What happens if the first goizel that went baviru died? It didn't get lost. What it went was, it went into another kan stuma that's waiting to be a karbon. You have two birds in one cage. You have two birds in another cage. One. You know, let's go back. Let's do it. You have two birds in one cage. You have four birds in the other cage. Remember that four birds we had in the previous pack. Maybe we didn't explain this enough. The same way you could have a kan stuma of two birds and it's not yet designated. It's kodosh, but it's not yet designated which one is a chatas, which one's an early. You could put together one woman who had multiple miscarriages, could put together six birds, eight birds, 10 birds, and you'll make them into a kan yoise gedoyla. And out of that whole pile, five will be this and five will be that. Five chatas, five oila. It's undesignated yet how to divide with which oifa is to be this and which oifa is to be that. So you have over here two birds, and you have four birds on the other side. One of the two flew into the four, now it's five. Think about it. When you're going to take the one on the left, you're going to be makrivit. Let's start the ball rolling. Take the one on the left and be makrivit as a chatas. Automatically, since the if that flew in, got mixed up, is the other of the kan that you would just mark of a chatas, it turns into an oil automatically. The hiskachus for a designated carbon chatas or oil is ayideh that krov of the first one. So now you have five, and you have one that definitely is an oil. You're going to try to bring three oilers. It's not going to work. Because it might be that you're bringing three from the two kanim that were from the fellow on the right before they were invaded by the one on the left. And from those four, only two could be oilas, two achatos. So you can't do that. You can't bring one as a chatos because you have no idea which one of the five turned into an oila al yidei the hakrova of the chatos from the one on the left. So you're stuck. So your best case scenario is to do what the Mishnah says. Posel. One bird that's now in the five on the right is posel. Posel echad kenegdo, you won't be makriv the remaining bird on the left. Sha'agoizel, the Mishnah speaks as a klal. Sha'agoizel apereach, posel. It's one is posel, not it is posel. You don't know which one it is. One of the group that it fell into, that it got mixed up into, is posel. Posel echad kenegdo, from whence it came. The reason why you do it this way is because it's a best case scenario. If you're not makriv the one on the left that its partner abandoned it and flew into the cage on the right, so by not being makriv the one on the left, what you do is you leave open the one on the right to be either an oil or a chatas. So now what you could do is you could be makriv four, two as chatas, two as oil. Because once you leave the one on the right that flew in, the foreigner, the invader, and you left him open either for a chatas or an oil because you weren't makriv his partner, so now he could be a chatas or an oil. You could take any two and any two, And what you have is you'll have the assumption that the one on the right was Yoitza to Kana. You'll leave one over because you can't be Makvin not as Oila, because maybe it's part of those four. And you can have three Oilas from those four. And you can't bring as a Chatos, because again, you can't bring three Chatois from those four. So you'll leave over one. That's your best case scenario. The Mishnah goes weiter. Ketzad. Shtei Noshim. Lazu Shtei Kinim. The Lazu Shtei Kinim. Each one had two groups. Each one has four. We'll call it an undesignated Kanstuma of four that's mixed in. Which one will be a Chatz and Oila? It's not Mavur. Two Chatois, two Oilas for each one. Porach Mizul Lazu. Now we're going to start halting up from case to case. Rochel and Leah, one of Rochel's flew into Leah's. Rochel hounds now in her cage three, Leah has five. Rochel could easily bring one chattas and one oiler from hers, but if she's going to bring the third, what she's doing is she's shtelling avek, she's being keveya one. Let's say she wants to bring a chatos, she'll be keveya automatically an oila shalvadai that's now fixed as an oila in one of the five. And then you always have the shelf suffix, which one is it? And if you have a shayla, which one is it? So then you have a problem. Because then you're going to mess up all five, because none of them could be brought as a chatos if it's for sure an oila. So Mela, in order not to mess up all five on Leah's side, Rochel's going to have to leave out one. That's Poisel Echad V'Halichosoy. Now, theoretically, out of the five, if Rochel would bring her third as a Chatos, she brought already one Chatos and Oil, she'd bring the third as a Chatos, so that just means that there's an Oil. So now, theoretically, you could bring two Oilers, because there's definitely two Oilers to be had. One of them, which is the Oila of Rochel, which was Hukva Yidei the Havoas Chatos on Rochel's side. So one of Leah's is an Oila, plus you can bring another Oila, because one of the four is definitely an Oila. But being that she doesn't know which one is the Kaveh, she can't bring a third, because from the third, maybe what's happening is that's the third out of her four, and the third out of her four certainly has to be a chatos. So Lamaisa, you'd be mafsid three on the side of Leah, the victim, and in order to have Rochel bring her three. So you'd be mafsid three. Better is to pasal echad b'halichosoy, like we said on Rochel's side, and then Leah could bring all four, because since it's not designated, so she can bring two as chatos, two as oilo. Now let's go step weiser. Chozar, poisel echad b'chazirosoy. If from the cage that has five, which is Leo, one bird now flew back, so now there's four on each side, poisel echad b'chazirosoy, because obviously you don't know which one flew this way. So you had a psul on the side, psul. You had one disqualified because of the cheshbonos we just made on the side of Rochel. And you were able to be makir 4 on the side of Leah. That was your best, worst case scenario. That was your best case scenario of cheshbonning the worst case scenario. But if one flew back, so now you have a double suffix. You're going to have to passel up because you have no idea on either side which is which. Now, of course, the best case scenario would be if the Rebbeinu Shalom feared the Geschäft, and the one that actually flew from Rochel to Leah originally flew back now from Leah to Rochel. That would be Gevaldi, you'd be able to bring all eight, but you don't know. So Mela, you have the problem, is the worst case scenario is that one of Rochel's flew to Leah, one of Leah's flew to Rochel, so each one passes, Bahali Chosei passes up one. So Mela, what you're left with is one more disqualified, Poiselecha b'chazerosei. Parach v'choza, parach v'choza. Let's say you have total chaos and they're flying back and forth. After this point, lo yivsid klum. It doesn't make it any worse. Because since you originally started off with four and four, two means, say, two by Rochel and two by Leah could be brought anyways, because that's for sure that any one chata shtels avek one oila. Shtels avek either the one of the chatos that Rochel's going to bring first will shtel avek one of Leah's, or it'll shtel avek one of Rochel's. Each one has its partner on the other side or on its side. So you can have a havo of a chatos and an oila on each side that won't be messed up by the going back and forth. So that's okay. And this really goes back to the klal of the Mishnah in the end of Perek Aleph, where the Mishnah says that if they have the amount of equal, then you could offer half of each side. It's not gonna make it worse.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.